Hi, I'm James Sherman. Please welcome Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical School. Dr. Epler recently discovered a new brain science, and today we're going to talk about how this applies to posture and healthy nutrition. Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing class series on all information discussed on our free podcasts, live and recorded Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. New York time. Right after our free podcast, every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our class series is exclusive and limited to 100 students and is customized to your individual goals and challenges. Easy to sign up on all of our social media and includes email question and answer. Customized weekly class is $25 per class. Or eight classes per month, $100 on Patreon. Please welcome Dr. Gary Epler.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Gary Epler. I made a new brain science discovery in December. It's about transferring unhealthy thinking to healthy thinking. I call this Know Who You Are Moment by Moment. And this can be applied to our physical actions and for controlling our emotions.
This new brain science is that you can only think out of one region of your brain at a time. So know the brain region you're thinking from, and that is who you are moment by moment. How does this apply to a healthy posture?
The thing to start out, healthy posture, visualize a string right on top of your head. And if you're being pulled up, what would you look like moment by moment? Your head would be straight. Your eyes are going to be looking forward. And the chin. The chin is key. The chin is going to be straight, not up and not down. Your chin should be straight every moment of the day, every day of the year. Chin straight, eyes forward, head straight. What about the shoulders? They're going to be hanging naturally. They're not going to be forward. They're not going to have that texting look, the computer look, that hunched over look. That's an unhealthy look, and it's unhealthy. The shoulders are going to be naturally hanging, and your arms are going to be hanging down by your side. What about the back, the upper back? It's going to be straight. And the middle back, it needs to be straight. And you get that string pulling up, you're going to have a straight back. And pull right between the shoulder blades. Pull those muscles back a little bit. Pull those shoulder blades together. That'll give you that straight back look. And that's all there is to it. And you can apply this moment by moment.
So stand tall. With your palms facing 45 degrees, you'll feel good and others will too. Let's talk about a healthy nutrition lifestyle.
James, diets are the biggest cause of weight gain in America. Every one of them work. You'll always lose weight. But 3 years later, can gain 10, maybe 20, even more pounds 3 years later. And it's because the brain metabolic set point has been permanently changed. My approach, a healthy lifestyle. It's a healthy nutrition lifestyle, not a diet. My formula, eat the right foods in the right amount at the right time, prepared in a healthy manner. Let's start with a healthy manner. What does that mean? Well, natural foods, just vegetables and fruit, just eat them as they are. And what about other foods? For example, boiling is good. Let's take broccoli. Take a saucepan, put some broccoli in it, a little bit of water, not much. And on top of that, put some tin foil and then put the lid on and medium heat and just let that steam. No salt, no butter, nothing, just broccoli. And it is fantastic. Now, the other thing about how to prepare foods, medium heat is good. You don't want a really hot heat. Fried foods, for example, they're not healthy. They cause glycoproteins. Real high heat causes glycoproteins. Glycoproteins are toxic. And so the bottom line with how to prepare those in a healthy manner is heat them as they are. And that's always the best. But also medium heat is good. And boiling in steam is wonderful.
And what about the right times?
Now, we've talked about how to prepare that in a healthy manner. What about the right times? It's just three times a day. Nothing fancy. Three times a day and no big meal. My lab partner in medical school said, well, he had to lose 10 pounds. I'll have one meal a night. And it didn't work. He gained 10 pounds. One big monster meal at night was not healthy for him. And go with three meals a day and snacks. Snacks, fine. They're good. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you get a little hungry. A snack is good. And here's what you need to do, though. You need to learn to eat healthy snacks. And I tell you, you have to learn this because it doesn't come naturally. For example, take a candy bar and compare that to carrots. That candy bar has a perfect blend of fat, salt, and sugar, chocolate, peanuts, or nuts. It tastes phenomenal. It's just, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. But this feeling lasts for 20 seconds, not 30 seconds, not 1 minute. And 1 hour later, maybe an hour and a half later, you don't feel like sending that email. You don't feel like finishing that report. You don't feel like doing anything. You've been zapped by the insulin spike and the sugar crash. All right, well, let's take carrots. Hey, not exciting taste, but James, they're crunchy. That helps. And they'll satisfy that accumbens pleasure center in your brain because you've gotten filled up. You're no longer hungry. And the thing about these carrots is you will eventually enjoy the taste. They'll give you energy for the rest of the day and you won't have that crash. And try other things. Try an apple.
What about the right amount?
James, the right amount is very, very difficult. It continues to be difficult for me even today. And the reason is we have been conditioned to clean our plates. Our parents have, their parents, generations clean those plates. And the portions now are huge. In addition, the science is that we have a hormone called leptin. And that is a hormone that tells when your stomach is all filled up, you don't need any more food. This is great. But the problem with this, it takes 30 minutes. And that's just when it starts kicking in. And it's going to take a lot longer before it sends those signals to say, oh, you've eaten enough. And here's what we do. Number one, I just keep unhealthy foods out of the house, out of the refrigerator. Foods like sugar foods and pastries and sweets and so forth. Just keep them out of sight. That's one thing that we do. We also split meals at restaurants. That's real easy. And we use small plates. And a big key, just no seconds. And when you're 18 years old, sure, you can pile on the food. You doesn't do a bit of difference. You burn it off by the time you leave the table, but not when you're in your 30s, 40s, and so forth. It's just not going to happen. So no seconds. And then the final thing is, if you can, you have to require some thinking and learning. Just stop eating when you feel that you might be full.
And what are the right foods?
Okay, so now we've talked about preparing foods in a healthy manner. We've talked about timing of foods. And there's a concept of the right amount, just don't eat too much. That's a huge. What about the right foods? Now this takes some learning. For me, maybe 2 or 3 years to really learn to eat the right foods. But it can be done. And here's the way I look at this. The right foods have no added sugar, no added salt, and no processed omega-6 fats. Added sugar and salt cause inflammation. They cause inflammation of those blood vessels, especially those ones leading to your heart and the vital organs. And of course, inflammation of those are going to cause heart disease, strokes, and cancer, and even an early shortened lifespan. And inflammation is caused by sugar and salt. Now, omega-6 fats, that's a little strange name, that omega-6. But that all that 6 means is the where that hydrogen bond is located on those big old long fatty acid strings. But it's an inflammatory fat. And we need it. We use it. We use omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. We use all these fats. And we actually need them because they help in the wound healing process. But the issue is too much. Too much omega-6 fats, and especially too much of the omega-6, omega-3 ratio. And the ratio should be fairly similar. There should be about the same amount of omega-6 as omega-3, which is anti-inflammatory. And in the United States, it's 26 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. That just overwhelms the system. It totally overwhelms it. And so that's the whole purpose of this concept of just really limit omega-6 fats. And most of these are found in processed foods. And the reasoning is, that if you manufacture omega-6 fats, they last a long time on the shelf. And it makes sense. Products, you go to the grocery store, they need to last on the shelf so that you can purchase them. But the downside is that they are inflammatory. So no added sugar, no added salt, and no processed omega-6 fats. Now, the two good ones, of course, are omega-3 fats. And those are anti-inflammatory. Again, that's phenomenal, omega-3 fats. And finally, it's maybe boring, it's like cardboard, but it's fiber. And fiber is good. It's literally like paper and so forth. It's not digestible. It just goes on through, but it's a vacuum cleaner. It's a toxic vacuum cleaner. And so that's a good one.
So people know which foods are bad for us, but how do you develop a habit of eating healthy foods?
Yeah, this question is asked often in my radio shows that I've been in. Everybody knows these healthy foods and everybody knows the bad ones. And how do you develop a habit of these healthy foods? As I said, it may take 2-3 years, but how do you do it? And the first thing is you make a habit of buying foods with no added sugar, no added salt, and no processed omega-6. Read the labels. First time around, you're picking out breads, you're picking out tomato sauce. Read those labels. There are some small little, spicy tomato juice, 1500 milligrams of sodium salt. And that's more than what was required the whole entire day in one little tiny can. Read the labels. And the other thing you can do is you can neutralize sugar with fiber. So if you have a sugar food, well, have a lot of fiber with it. The other thing about salt is sodium salt is the one that causes inflammation too much. I mean, we require a little, certainly require sodium, but too much is the cause of inflammation. But that can be neutralized with potassium. For example, you look at a can of food, or say some food, and it's got the label on there, and it has 130 milligrams of sodium, and then down beneath it says 200 milligrams of potassium. That's good. That's good. That will neutralize the harmful effects of the sodium. And finally, with the omega-6 ones, omega-6 fats, neutralize that with the omega-3 fats. Now, the third thing to do, of course, is develop a habit of eating healthy foods. And this is going to be a little tricky at first. Let's try an example. How about oatmeal? Now, oatmeal, to me, when I was growing up, my parents, it had salt in it, and it was a whole pot full of sugar on top. That's the way oatmeal was. I didn't know there was any other way of oatmeal. And this is the way it's been for generations. So I said, well, let's try this. I got some organic oats, literally, from the field. They were in a barrel, I think. Add some water and heat them up and taste it. Well, you got to say it tastes like grade school paste. It does. But at the subconscious level, again, in that brain, the accumbens pleasure center, it's going to register as being pleased because it fills you up. Now, add some blueberries. Now, blueberries are anti-inflammatory. And then maybe a blueberry per spoonful or so. And the second time, you know, it's not so bad. And now it's almost starting to register at the conscious level. The third time, try it, and you'll actually feel, oh, this is good. And it has no consideration of tasting like the old oatmeal. It's brand new. You are tasting oats. And it's actually pleasant. And what happens now is that pleasant feeling in the accumbens sends a signal up to the prefrontal cortex, setting up this sort of satisfaction loop. And you can actually develop a craving for this oatmeal. And try it with grapefruit. Same thing. Grapefruit. Oh, grapefruit. Yeah, I dump a whole pot full of sugar on top of that grapefruit. But no. No need to do that. Cut a grapefruit in half. No added sugar. And you will learn to absolutely love that grapefruit.
So why is the sodium salt so bad?
Yeah, we've talked about this no added sodium, and we've known for years and years, and doctors, anybody that has high blood pressure, don't have sodium, no added sodium. Everybody knows that. And the reasoning there is that sodium increases blood volume, just increases the volume of the blood, and it makes the blood pressure go up, and that's fairly standard. And the problem with sodium salt, it does more than that. It actually causes inflammation of those blood vessels, high numbers. And if you take in 3-4 grams of sodium every day, it circulates around the blood, and it's going to injure those blood vessels. It's going to cause inflammation, and it's the sodium salt. And that's what the issue is with sodium salt and why it's so bad. And then there have been so many articles written about the use of it in high blood pressure. And then there's going to be an article on the internet headlines, salt causes no trouble. And this is not right. This is wrong. It does. Maybe an 18-year-old athlete, it's not going to hurt any. But you take all the people, millions of people, and find out how much salt they take in every day, and just put it on a line, and then you line up all the diseases, heart disease, strokes. And it's going to be a perfect match. So all the more you more salt you take in, the more you're going to get those diseases. And that's the statistic that I know about.
And that's the sodium salt. That's not the potassium salt, or that's both.
James, that's really helpful that you brought that up. It is the sodium salt, and that's the potassium salt. It's not very common. We need a certain amount of potassium, but I hardly ever have problems with taking in too much potassium. The good thing is, as I said, when you read the labels, if there's sodium in there, 150, and there's 150 potassium, it absolutely neutralizes it out. So talking sodium salt. Now, the final thing about salt, which is you get a bonus. You learn to enjoy the subtle tastes of all the different foods. We have hundreds of foods out there. But you take a tomato, cauliflower, carrots, add salt. All you taste is salt. You can't tell the difference between a tomato and cauliflower and carrots. It's all salt. Just eliminate that added salt. The first couple of times, they may taste bland. But the third time, you'll taste that distinctive flavor. Cauliflower has got an interesting flavor. And tomatoes, carrots, they have really, really interesting flavors. And they're really enjoyable. No added salt.
So how do you use the new brain science to eat healthy foods?
Okay, we talked about the new brain science of know who you are moment by moment. And moment by moment, the physical actions of the posture. Moment by moment, that string. What will you look like? Your chin straight and your shoulders and your back straight. This is all moment by moment. What about nutrition? Here's how we use this moment by moment when it comes to nutrition. Use your five senses. Look at the food. Does it look good? Does it look healthy? Now you use your mind. Touch the food. How does it feel? Listen. Listen, your right ear, left ear. Smell it, your right side of the nose, the left side. Now, this is all with your mind, but taste it with your lips, your teeth. Tongue, chew, and swallow it. Are all these healthy feelings? Finally, think about that food. Where did it come from? Polluted water, polluted soil, air, the truck. What was that truck like? 150, 180 degrees in the back of the truck with that food inside? What about that processing plant? Was it clean, cool? And of course, the people at the supermarket. People at the restaurant. And again, this idea of the amount. Is that just too much? And this only takes a few seconds. You don't do that every meal, but the idea is moment by moment. Use these senses, and you are really going to eat a healthy food.
So what about stress and healthy nutrition lifestyle?
Oh, James, stress. We've talked about stress. And one of the major issues with stress, it shuts down our digestive system. This adrenaline cortisol response is called the stress response. It shuts down the digestive system. Not slows it down, it shuts it down. So that food sits and it does not go into energy. It is turned into fat. And fat cells, healthy fat cells are phenomenal. They do all kinds of things. They give us a ton of energy. They're great at building cell walls and have all kinds of phenomenal functions. But when they get stuffed, they get too filled up with fat because stress has shut down the digestive system. They become dysfunctional and they don't function like all those nice things that are needed. And they may even be destroyed because they literally get too much fat in there, and that causes inflammation. And those big outstretched bellies that may occur in people, that's inflammation. And inflammation, we've talked about. It's dangerous. It's very, very unhealthy, leading to all of those diseases and a shortened lifespan. So no inflammation, no stress, and eating while stressed is unhealthy. So you don't want to eat on the run or going to a meeting or in elevators. I mean, you're stressed out. You're trying to get someplace, and your digestive system is just not going to do anything, because it's all the energy is toward your muscles and your heart rate and so forth. And the digestive system, that's off. So eat sitting down with no stress. Eat in a clean kitchen, or a restaurant. A chaotic kitchen causes stress. And now the thing is, we're going to find ourselves stressed out sometimes. I have a little trick that I use all the time, and it's called take 3 belly breaths. And you can do this right now. You put your hand on your belly and your stomach and take a breath. Now, when you breathe in, move the stomach out. It's not the way you usually breathe. Just move it out. Breathe in and move that stomach out. And it will automatically decrease stress. It's a reflex. It's an inborn reflex that we have, that take those 3 belly breaths, and it triggers a reflex of calming reflex. And that's a nice situation if you're at the table and people start fighting or whatever happens, you get stressed out. Take those 3 belly breaths and it'll get you back to calm and get that digestive system going at peak efficiency. Now, the other is talking about restaurants and stress. Now, we sort of quarantine here. We're not going to do too many restaurants for a while, but we certainly are soon. And the issue with restaurants and stress, the food really is only 25% of the experience. The other 75%, it's the people and the environment. The people that greet you. Are they welcoming, or are they head down on their iPad, sort of yelling at the people, sending you away? The servers, are they pleasant, or are these sort of cold, efficient robots that take the order? And the chef, if you happen to look back in the kitchen, is it chaotic? Are they yelling and screaming? This is all the people part. And all of that makes a huge difference. No stress. We're looking for no stress. This is an enjoyable experience. We're sending ourselves to the Cummins Pleasure Center. And then what about the environment? And is it clean? Is it really clean, or is there scraps of paper around or something? The room, is it cold, warm and pleasing? Is it stressful or pleasant experience? Stress shuts down that digestive system, turning food to fat. And also, stress sends you off to that anger and self-thinking brain regions. And you need to neutralize that and enjoy the experience with your Cummins Pleasure Center.
So Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing class series on all information discussed on our free podcasts, live and recorded Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. New York time, right after our free podcast every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our class series is exclusive and limited to 100 students and is customized to your individual goals and challenges. It's easy to sign up on all our social media and includes email, question, and answers. Customized weekly classes are $25 per class or 8 classes per month, $100 on Patreon.
So James, concluding remark. Develop a healthy nutrition lifestyle. Eat the right foods in the right amount at the right time, prepared in a healthy manner. Obtain the benefit of any stress and neutralize for an enjoyable experience.
This is James Sherman and Dr. Gary Epler closing today's segment. Next time, we'll talk about personal and organizational leadership.